Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming industry is currently undergoing a dramatic transformation, fueled by rapid technological progress and a renewed focus on community interaction. One of the best examples of these innovations is Blizzard Entertainment's Diablo 4 Season 10, intriguingly titled Infernal Chaos. Infernal Chaos doesn't just introduce a new coat of paint, it brings substantial additions, including the highly anticipated Chaos Armor sets. Players will also experience revamped endgame mechanics and a completely overhauled Infernal Horde system, elevating the endgame loop. A major highlight of Infernal Chaos is the introduction of Bartek, Lord of Chaos, as a formidable new ladder boss. Bartek is designed to amplify both cooperative and competitive gameplay, creating fresh opportunities for community engagement. To help players adapt to these sweeping changes, Maxrell has rolled out an in-depth suite of resources, guides, and tools. Maxrell's approach underscores how vital player feedback has become in shaping ongoing game development. Across the industry, there's tremendous buzz for upcoming releases, and three that are getting major attention are Pokémon Legends, ZA, Hades 2, and big updates to the Yakuza series. Pokémon Legends, ZA is especially notable, aiming to blend action-oriented elements with the traditional Pokémon formula for an invigorated combat experience. Meanwhile, Yakuza Kiwami 3 is receiving a complete rebuild using the Dragon Engine, promising significant upgrades to visuals and mechanics. In tandem, Yakuza 3 Gaiden, Dark Ties is in the works as a spin-off focused on narrative depth, set to expand the franchise's storytelling ambitions. On the mobile side, the sector is thriving, thanks in part to the consistent success of games like Cookie Run, Kingdom, and Coin Master. These titles are mastering the art of sustaining player interest through regular content updates and strong responsive community engagement. Events like Pokémon Go's Harvest Festival show just how impactful community-driven activities are. Players come together, strengthening social connections through in-game collaboration. The launch of NoPixel 5, the next evolution of GTA role-playing servers, promises even more ways for players to help shape shared narratives. Rockstar's recent acquisition of 5M, the engine behind much of the GTA RP scene, signals a renewed focus on fostering player-made content and supporting organic community growth. Meanwhile, military simulation games are advancing swiftly, with real-world technologies like drone integration becoming central to gameplay. These innovations blur the lines between simulation and reality, keeping players captivated and pushing boundaries in interactive storytelling. In the indie space, Annapurna Interactive continues its leadership in championing creative projects, with a spotlight on major announcements at Tokyo Game Show 2025. The event itself is quickly becoming a crucial platform for revealing experimental indie titles along with unique art and gameplay innovations. This year, Annapurna's lineup includes Dtopia, a surreal social adventure, Demi and the Fractured Dreams emotive journey, and People of Note, a music-themed RPG designed to engage players in collaborative soundscapes. These fresh titles aren't just diversifying the gaming landscape, they're expanding how players connect with one another through gameplay. Industry titans like Capcom are fueling anticipation in their own right, with Monster Hunter Stories. Twisted Reflection making waves ahead of its 2026 launch. Pragmata is another Capcom project on the horizon, shining a spotlight on narrative complexity and cinematic world-building. Alongside these, the new wave of military shooters and action games is experimenting with monetization strategies. Call of Duty, Black Ops 7, and Warhammer 40,000. Darktide are rolling out new revenue models intended to balance profitability with player satisfaction. Developers face the ongoing challenge of generating income without alienating their core base, a conversation that's just as heated among players as it is at the executive level. Valve is also playing its part by revamping Steam Deck pricing, aimed at broadening the device's user base and making PC gaming on the go more accessible. As more players test the boundaries of portable gaming, a greater focus is being placed on maximizing performance, battery life, and security. Speaking of security, the industry has seen continued investment in safeguarding user data in response to evolving threats, giving players greater peace of mind. Meanwhile, the RPG genre continues its renaissance, led by innovative releases like Lost in the Open and Manirons. Lost in the Open features branching narratives and a tactical combat system designed to immerse players in complex, meaningful choices. Manirons, on the other hand, leans into magical world-building with robust character customization, breathing new life into classic RPG traditions. Nostalgia is also making a comeback as a central theme, evidenced by the ongoing updates to World of Warcraft's Mists of Pandaria Classic. These updates draw players back with refined dungeons, expanded storylines, and special nostalgic events that rekindle fond memories while adding new challenges. Meanwhile, experimental games like It Has My Face push boundaries with wild, unpredictable environments and unorthodox mechanics. These innovative projects invite players to explore chaos and creativity in surprising ways, keeping the indie scene fresh and vibrant. On the event horizon, anticipation is building for the upcoming PlayStation State of Play, which promises exclusive reveals and hands-on previews. Among the highlights are Saros, an intriguing new IP, and updates for both Yakuza Kiwami 3 and its narrative-rich spin-off Yakuza 3 Gaiden Dark Ties. These announcements reinforce Sony's commitment to cultivating excitement and breathing new life into established franchises while embracing fresh ideas. Indie titles remain front and center at TGS 25, where Annapurna's newly announced games continue to gain traction for pushing creative limits and delivering one-of-a-kind gameplay experiences. Dtopia draws players into a strange, surreal world, while Demi and the Fractured Dream explores emotional resilience through beautifully crafted environments. People of Note stands out from the crowd for integrating collaborative music making into its RPG core. Fans of Nintendo classics, take note. Donkey Kong Bonanza and Mario Kart World are receiving substantial updates, illustrating the industry's dedication to artistic and gameplay innovation. These titles combine beloved characters and fast-paced competition in ways that both honor nostalgia and pave the way for the future. Today's gaming landscape thrives on a rich interplay of immersive content, technical breakthroughs, and a strong, evolving dialogue with the community. Developers are increasingly urged to remain agile, nurture creativity, and respond dynamically to player feedback as markets evolve. The ongoing community discussions about new gameplay mechanics, such as those in Assassin's Creed, Shadows, Claws of Awaji, and Ghost of Yoti, highlight the crucial role players have in shaping a game's direction. Developers are listening closely, fostering open conversations that encourage innovation and ensure these worlds reflect players' hopes and expectations. This trend is especially visible in the recent Player Reactions trailer for Sonic Racing Crossworlds, which spotlights the value of community-driven content and feedback. New ranked modes and upgrades for competitive games across genres are further boosting excitement, encouraging more players to participate in the thrill of climbing leaderboards. Riot Games has doubled down on its commitment to the competitive scene by sponsoring 22 community-run tournaments for the remainder of 2025. They're also introducing early access features geared toward player education, like combo trials and a reimagined battle pass, designed to make competitive gaming more accessible than ever. These efforts reinforce the industry's push toward nurturing vibrant player communities, where learning and friendly competition go hand in hand. The ongoing expansion for Dying Light is another case study in how developers can retain long-term interest by continually refreshing content and encouraging feedback. The newest batch of items and challenges in Dying Light has energized the player base, spurring excitement and renewed engagement. To sum things up, the gaming industry stands at an exhilarating crossroads, with a dazzling mix of innovation, nostalgia, and meaningful community dialogue. Ongoing growth is strengthening player loyalty while expanding the market for gamers of all backgrounds and interests. It's clear that the future of gaming is being built on the dynamic relationships between players, creators, and the ever-evolving possibilities of technology. That's all for today's journey through the world of games and innovation. Checkpoint cleared! Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.